We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning, and our guest this morning is Tom Ivester. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a little wintry or cold, and I guess we've gotten some great rain. I'll take it. So
I'm glad that it cleared out, though. We want to go to Christmas in the park.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the last weekend for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. You going to ride the double-decker bus?
All of it.
Okay, do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good.
If you have a praise report or prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. Or you can comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and I'll do my best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Barbara Dyson Ford in Elk City. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I encourage you to reach out to them at Barbara Dyson. They can find you what you're looking for. Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I got it all. Would you like to pray to start us out?
Yep, I am. Let's see here. This is Book of Common Prayer, so let me give you my spiel here. This is my... I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. I profess no great understanding of the Bible, except I've been reading it for a long time. So on my prayers, I used to give kind of little talks or whatever, but now I'm even tired of hearing myself. So the prayers are from the Book of Common Prayer. It's the Episcopal Church uses these, and then just be reading from some scripture and hearing from some music. So, okay. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to life, to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.
Amen. That's a nice little guideline.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, we're going to start off with, it's become my signature song here. It's a Beatles tune. It speaks for itself. It's, for me, it's a prayer in and of itself. So here we go.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Young, we're so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are these gone, days and are I'm gone. Not so self-assured.
Now I find
now that I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors.
I've been doing Proverbs for a while, so I'm going to read from the book of Ecclesiastes and then just play some music. It's not going to be Christmas music, I'm telling you that. So they've started moving Christmas music back earlier and earlier, so I like Christmas music for about 2 weeks.
Right. it gets old.
Yeah, so. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know what they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your words be few. As a dream comes when there are many cares, so the speech of a fool when there are many words. When you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. Do not protest to the temple messenger. My vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, stand in awe of God. Okay. Song here. Got some different music today, and it's not Christmas music. It's not anti-Christmas music. I didn't pick that, but let's see here. Okay, this song is a song by a group called the Waylon Jennies, and I just like it. It's kind of a more of a bluegrass song, and it's called The Devil's Paintbrush. So here we go.
So long, dusty quaint old song, things attached with glue, live and die and gone. June flowers are so bold on the devil's paintbrush road. The devil paints a double life and there I dare not go. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. The devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. The devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. I'm not the cheating kind, it snuck up from behind. Kicked in the door someday, I can't get her off my mind. All or nothing now. Home, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone.
devil paints a double life, living, dying, gone.
I like it. I think it fits in with the book of Ecclesiastes because it talks about the meaninglessness of life sometimes. And my short nickname for the book of Ecclesiastes is What's the Point?
Right. Yeah.
Right. And really the point of the book is there is no point without God. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's an Old Testament book. Jesus didn't exist then. So if God's not the center of your life, there is no point. That's the point of the book. And then you try to make that leap of even with God and now Jesus, sometimes there's not a lot of point to it. So that's when you need a theologian or a preacher who's really good to sit there and explain that to you. And they wonder why you don't read the Bible. And you're like, because it's really difficult to understand or get something out of rather than some simple meaning. So anyway, this is the What's the Point book. So this is chapter 5, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 8. If you see the poor oppressed in a district and justice and rights denied, do not be surprised at such things. For one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still. The increase from the land is taken by all. The king himself profits from the fields. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This, too, is meaningless. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owner except to feast his eyes on them? The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep. I have seen a grievous evil under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owner, or wealth lost through some misfortune, so that when he has a son, there is nothing left for him. Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs. He takes nothing from his labor that he can carry in his hand. This, too, is a grievous evil. As a man comes, so he departs, and what does he gain? Since he toils for the wind, all his days he eats in darkness with great frustration, affliction, and anger. Then I realize that it is good and proper for a man to eat and drink and to find satisfaction in his toilsome labor under the sun, during the few days of life God has given him, for this is not lost, for this is his lot. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift of God. He seldom reflects on the days of his life, but God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart. So this next song is a contrast to that. And it's a song by the Trishes called Trouble About My Soul. And, you know, so I read that and then reflect on there are some people that suffer and, you know, their suffering may not end until they die, until the next life, you know. And it could be different things, an illness, a family member gone bad that is just not turning. You know, and yes, we have hope, but there's suffering waiting. And sometimes that waiting is not fulfilled. I mean, we've all seen it. We hope and we want, but we've all seen the child that doesn't turn or the sickness that is not healed. Mm-hmm. And so there is suffering. And then we know from history that sometimes this suffering is simply not alleviated until the next life. And so that's what this song is about, Trouble About My Soul. And it's an old Negro spiritual, and so you can see where in the depths of slavery they could very well relate to this. So this is Trouble About My Soul by the Trishes.
Trouble, trouble, troubled. trouble no more. I won't be in trouble no more. I won't be in trouble no more.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read another prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of this land. Help restore us, though we often destroy them. We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them. We thank you for the men and women who have made this country strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them. We thank you for the torch of liberty which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation, though we have often hidden from its light. We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again. Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice and to abolish poverty and crime. And hasten the day when all our people with many voices in one united chorus will glorify your holy name. Amen. Do we want to do a prayer request or some more scripture? Keep going?
You can keep going.
Okay. So this is Ecclesiastes chapter 9. So I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hands. But no man knows whether love or hate awaits him. All share a common destiny. The righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer all sacrifices and those who do not. And it is with the good man, so it is with the sinner. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them. This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterwards they join the dead. And anyone who is among the living has hope, and even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. Okay. So I'm going to play another song, and this is kind of the same type deal. It's called Take 'Em Away, and this is a song, it's an older song. Old Crow Medicine Show did it, so they're kind of a modern, new country, alternative country, red dirt country type band, bluegrass alternative. I really like them. But this is an old spiritual song called Take 'Em Away, and it's take away the chains. You know, so it's another in those lines of, hey, there's suffering throughout this world, but at some point there's not going to be. And your hope is you get out of the suffering within this life, but as we just read in Ecclesiastes, we all suffer the same fate. You know, good and evil, rich, poor, smart, you know, we're all going to suffer the same fate, and maybe it's this next life where we meet our reward. So this is called Take 'Em Away by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Take 'em away, take 'em away, Lord. Take away these chains from me. My heart is broken because my spirit's not free. Lord, take away these chains from me. Some birds' feathers are too bright to be caged. I know I'm not that colorful, but a bird just the same. Open up your gate now, let me put down my load, so I can feel at ease and go back to my home. Take 'em away, Lord. Take away these chains from me. My heart is broken cause my spirit's not free. Lord, take away these chains from me. Sun beating down, my legs can't seem to stand. There's a boss man at a turn row with a rifle in his hand. I got 9 children, nothing in the pan. My wife, she died hungry while I was plowing land. Take 'em away, Lord. Take away these chains from me. My heart is broken cause my spirit's not free. Lord, take away these chains from me.
when I go to work, can't see when I get off. How do you expect a man not to get lost? Every year I just keep getting deeper in debt. If there's a happy day, Lord, I haven't seen one yet. Take him away, Lord. Take away these chains from me. My heart is broken because my spirit's not free. Lord, take away these chains from me. Land that I love is the land that I'm working, but it's hard to love it all the time when your back is a-hurt. Getting too old now to push this here plow. Please let me lay down so I can look at the clouds. Take them away, Lord. Take away these chains from me. My heart is broken because my spirit's not free. Lord, take away these chains from me. Land that I know is where two rivers collide. The Brazos and the Navajo and the big blue sky. Floodplains, freight trains, watermelon vines. Of any place on God's green earth, this is where I choose to die. Take them away, Lord. Take away these chains from me. My heart is broken because my spirit's not free. Lord, take away these chains from me.
By Old Crow Medicine Show. That was it's not their song, but I think they do a good cover. And so I'll continue reading. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 11, and this is one of the more famous verses to come out of the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. As the fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. I think I heard that one before I even knew what the book of Ecclesiastes was. That verse, the race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, but time and chance happen to those all. It's just saying, hey, nobody's exempt from anything. And it reminds me of this song, which is why I want to play it. This is an old gospel song that I've heard at many a revival. And I want to play it now. And this is a cover. It's an old gospel song. I mean, I've heard it sung up a lot of times. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band does this version, which I really like them. They're a country band from the late 80s, 90s. So you all recognize this song. And if you haven't, you've been under a rock. So here you go.
Cold and cloudy day.
virtually every revival I've been to. It's a wonderful song, and I know at the Grand Ole Opry, a lot of times at the end of the whole show, they'll get all the guests that have, you know, performed that night, get them all up on stage, and they'll all do that song together. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it's a wonderful song, wonderful testament, and just a powerful statement to me that, you know, there's a connection to everything. We don't see it a lot of times, and it helps me feel connected. I'm going to go ahead and read another prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in thy will and walk in thy ways to the glory of thy name. Amen.
Are you ready to take a prayer break
yes.
now?
Yes. Yes.